PortableToilets.com. Trust me on this one. You do not want to skimp when it comes to sanitation, and you don't want to skimp. You want the best. R&R Sanitation or R&RPortableToilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited, all in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
But you have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right.
David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after. All in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pick of phone for $80 a month, all in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16GB, Galaxy S6, 32GB, or HTC One M9. Payment varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20GB plan with Edge, hotspot, and international texting. See web for details. Marks are property of their owners.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your
partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
the brown stain on the mattress.
So get loose and up.
What do I mean, the brown stain on the mustard?
On the mattress.
On the mattress?
Yeah, on the mattress.
I thought it was mustard.
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Oh, brown stain on the mattress. I know what that is. That's coffee. That's a coffee stain.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you try to drink coffee in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it stains it, and then they come to take your mattress when you get rid of it, and it looks like something else. But you tell them you insist it's a coffee stain.
Yeah. Squeeze did a song about that, black coffee in bed.
Who did?
Squeeze.
The Who's band, Squeeze?
The band Squeeze.
Yeah. Not familiar with them. Mm. But I'm not very cool. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 21st edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where my wife was this morning, or maybe is right now. I know she had an appointment today. We'll talk. Hey! All right, let's do a round of introductions. As you know, Eon the Peon is on a road trip, 2,600 miles, with his wife and his little six-month-old Archie. In his place is Josh Gilbert, doing a fine job. Josh, say hello to Peon's sponsor.
Something about Mark and Jason. Hello to the chicks.
No, stop the music. You have to say, to find out more, go to, and then we all say markandjason.com. I'm okay with the something, 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 because you don't know the drills. Let's try this again. Edit all that out.
All right.
Okay, let's try it again. The music. Just start the music. Yeah. Okay, Josh, say hi to Peon's sponsor.
Mark and Jason and Stiefel Nicholas. To find out more, go to
markandjason.com. See?
Hello to the chicks.
Seamless. Seamless. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're so kind, Dan.
Now, Rat Boy's trying to tell me that you seem to have a memory issue. He said, I think Josh has a memory issue. He can't seem to remember what it is Peon says about Mark and Jason. Huh. He says the key is to, you know, that ginkgo biloba, what do they call it?
Yeah, ginkgo biloba.
He says you take that ginkgo biloba, but you take a pill and you wrap it in Gouda. What do you wrap it in Gouda?
Cheese.
Wrap it in cheese. Huh. And that will retain your, give you a great, great memory. Think about it. Just give it, give it,
don't
it,
think
give
about it. It.
Okay, that's all he asks. You like the accordion music? I do. You like polka? Who doesn't? Nobody better than Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Turn that microphone on in the Amex. Let's hear the people over there because it's standing room only. And if you'd ever like to be part of the studio audience, you have to get tickets well in advance. I think we're booked like a year and a half out, but you contact Mike Dorsey at KTRS. We got a group who'd like to be in the studio audience. And then when you come, please take a tour of KTRS. What a tour it is. Whew. If you've never seen a radio station, wait till you tour this place. Would you agree, Dan?
Yes.
A tour of this radio is something you'll never forget.
Oh. It's incredible.
You know, I know Cub Scouts and groups like that. They go to the firehouse and the zoo. Nah.
Nope.
No, this is what they'll remember.
The weather center here.
Remember that time we went to KTRS? Remember the traffic center and the weather center?
Boring.
Talk about.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, no, it's
what
not.
What are you talking about?
Who was saying that?
Mike Dorsey. Mike.
He thinks it's boring? Well, he's here every day.
Yeah, you're not a little kid that doesn't get to see it.
Man.
Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. As I said, my wife had a crown issue, something, that she had to go there today. So you may very possibly, if you're a Ballast Dental Care patient or maybe were there for the first time today, you might have actually even been in there when my wife was there. And you'd know her. She'd stand out because she... See, that didn't fit. It just didn't fit.
What?
Ooh, ah, is for something astounding, like, and he had six legs. Ooh, or he was, see, yeah. Or that guy was 7 feet, 8 inches tall. Then you have the ooh, ah. But not, you might have met my wife.
You want to see your wife?
No, they don't want to see her. Yeah. They know enough about her that they know to stay away from her.
Okay.
But she might have been in there, and she would have been the one in there putting on the nice act, like she's friendly and all that. You know how it works. And then there's the other one that I live with. But she's in Ballast Dental Care today, and that's the good news. And she's been going there as long as we've been married, because when we got married, I made a list of here are the things, as my wife, you will do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them she didn't adhere to. You will cook. Cross that up. You'll clean. You will have a lot of sex. You will go to Ballast Dental Care. Well, guess what? That's the one she chose. And so she does go to Ballast Dental Care, as do our kids, even though they don't live here anymore. You know, since you only go twice a year, it's worth coming back to town just to go there. Because once you find the dentist, the dental clinic that you didn't think existed, you're not going to want to go anywhere else. And that's exactly what this is. This is the place you didn't think existed. Because you always thought that everybody is going to be afraid of every dental appointment they have. That's just the way it is. Well, that's not the way it is. Not the way at Ballast Dental Care. I don't dread appointments. I don't think most of their patients do. It's just different. They have a different way of handling people and of making it not so horribly scary and frightening. Ballast Dental Care, they are at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com. That's right, we didn't forget about him. From, I guess he's in downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app, it's STL Taxi. Download it, it's free. You'll be so glad you did, and it is a great way to get a Laclede cab. Of course, there's the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call them. 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello, Bill.
How are you today?
We're great. How are you? Thank you, audience.
Boy, that applause is unbelievable.
It is. They're extra nice. Loud today for some reason. What's
that
going on?
Very, very nice. Well, a ball at the center of Tom Brady's Deflategate scandal has been auctioned off. What do you think that ball went for?
Oh.
Well, some fanatical, over-the-top sports fan, I'm going to go, I guess we'll all guess. Dan, what do you think?
I would say...
Deflategate football.
I'll say 100,000.
Oh, my goodness.
No, not that.
No,
not that.
Heavens,
that.
No.
Oh, okay.
$15,000.
I'll say $10,000.
$43,740.
Well, Dan wasn't really as far out as I thought. He only doubled it. That's insane.
Yeah, moral of the story here, at least the price of the football was overinflated. See what I did there?
Yeah, made up for the deflation. Yeah.
And scientists now say they're closer than ever to developing a pill to replace exercising.
Sign me up.
Yeah, Americans heard the news and said, as long as it comes in Cool Ranch flavor. And a study finds that happiness, your happiness, peaks in your late 80s.
Yes.
That's when your happiness peaks,
I
late
can't
80s.
Wait to
and mainly
be
because all the people age. Who annoyed you are dead by then.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
No.
I'd like to take a moment and apologize to, I'm a big man here, I apologize to Josh. I was a little snippy yesterday, I think. I'd like to apologize publicly.
No, don't
Josh
do that. Don't do that. Don't apologize.
No, no, no,
you,
no,
toughen
no,
him up.
No,
make him tough.
No.
He'll be a better man for it.
Apologize. Well, there's a recent study that finds people with high IQs are more likely to be up late at night.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, which explains why Dan should be going to bed any minute now.
Oh, thanks, Bill. That hurt. And Josh really
like
laughed
apologize,
hard
like
on that
apologize
one.
Bill,
Dan,
Bill, Dan's right. Right. You need to know this. That's the loudest I have ever heard Josh laugh. Was it that joke? Here, here's Josh's regular laugh. Here it is right here. And here's what he did with you. Wow, way to go, Bill. You got
all
it
right
out of him.
Yeah.
All right, sign off.
Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis on to Cleveland.
No,
we don't. Oh, my word.
We don't play the theme music at the end. And it was going so well. And you didn't even accept his apology. You never accepted.
No,
he said,
I said thank you.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, he said thank
I
you.
I did.
Bill, I'm sorry. He ruined your report, as Mike would say, by playing the theme. We'll try this again tomorrow, okay?
All right,
Bill Cleveland, everybody. Give him a round of applause. Thank you, Bill. I don't know what to say. I'm embarrassed. When you do a show for years and years and years and it's perfection, it's just we don't quite know how to deal with, you know, screw-ups and stuff, but we're working on it. And a nice lunch today with my friend Sandy Unger. Dan, do you remember Sandy?
Yes, I know.
He's a drummer and he's a peddler. That's what a buddy of mine calls it when you sell things. You're a peddler. He's a peddler. He's a longtime peddler. Works part-time now. Sandy, it was a pleasure having lunch with you today. Thank you for lunch. And we talked about selling. And he mentioned something that I think still is true today. If you're in sales and you have to call on people, and you're trying to get them to buy whatever it is you have to sell, don't do it on a Monday, at least not Monday morning, and not on a Friday afternoon, because that's the worst time to hit somebody up and get business, because they're right off a weekend. They're coming to the office on Monday. The beginning of all the week's worth of crap is stacked up there. Give it at least till the end of the day. And Friday, by Friday afternoon, all they think about is getting out of there. They don't want to lock down with you talking about selling. I think that's still good advice today. He's the long time, your old, just regular, get on the phone, how you doing, create a relationship salesman. And there is still some of that out there, thank goodness. The Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert thing. Folks, I heard some, one of those Access Hollywood or something, reading tweets from people that said, this breaks my heart, that they're breaking. Who are the people who care that Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert didn't? I don't care if they shoot each other. I don't care. They're not in my life. But some of these people, and they showed some people crying because they broke up. What is wrong with those people? What's wrong with these people? And by the way, I call this. I told my wife right after they got married, I said, this is not going to last. It's not good. Blake Shelton and Miranda, they're not going to last. Which brings me to my track record. I got about a 98% track record. And you ask my wife, she's watched this for years. Couples that we've known through all these years, every time I've said they're not going to make it, they're going to get divorced, guess what happens? They get divorced. There are signs that I look for. And one of them is too much of that lovey-dovey stuff. I've talked about this before. If you know a married couple, and they've been married for, I don't know, more than 6 weeks, or more than 6 months for sure, and they're still always holding hands, and especially if he is always calling her little pet names and can't do enough for her, don't get up, Shug, I'll get that for you. Divorce. They're on their way to divorce. That's not how real people act. You've been around people, they never argue. They never raise their voices to each other. Divorce court.
Yeah.
That's where they're headed. You know what keeps a marriage together? Lots of arguing.
And bickering.
And bickering and disagreeing. That's what keeps a marriage together. I was at somebody's house a couple of weeks ago, just for a couple of hours, and they offered me a little, it was like a miniature solo cup. Here, have a sip of this. And I mentioned this to Dan, and I took a sip, and I went out of my mind. I went, this is the greatest thing I've ever tasted. It's rum chata.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not a drinker. When I say I'm not a drinker, it's not that I've never had a drink. I'll go a month, 2 months, and not have one drop of alcohol. I don't care about drinking. It's just not something I do a lot of. But, yeah, I will take a drink, and I tasted this rum chata. I couldn't get to the store fast enough to buy a bottle of this stuff. It tastes like a melted cinnamon.
I know.
Oh, like somebody melted a cinnamon roll and poured it in a bottle.
Yeah.
Please don't email me. What was that stuff?
Because rum chata.
I can't answer all those. Rum chata. I think it's C-H-A-D-A. I can't answer the emails. I just can't email everybody one at a time, rum chata, rum chata, rum chata. But I discovered it. I thought I'd share it with you. Please thank a police officer. As often as I can remember to do this, I'm going to ask you, when you see a cop, thank them. Thank them. Thank them for what they do. I think it's every bit as important as what military people do, in some ways more dangerous, on a more regular basis. So thank them. And don't give me this, well, they're not all good. Yeah, most of them are. The great, not all soldiers are good either. Not all of anybody is good. Not all radio people are good. Thank them. They have a harder job now and a more dangerous job than they have ever had. Being a cop now is less desirable as an occupation than it's ever been because we've demonized these people. Thank them. You get a ticket, get pulled over, thank him when he's done. He's doing his job. You're speeding. I've done that. I've gotten the ticket. I thank the guy. Thanks for doing your job. Maybe it'll make me slow down. It didn't. I still sped, but they're doing what they're supposed to do. Every once in a while, something happens that makes me feel good. It makes me feel like, well, this is still America, and there's still certain things that take me back to the Beaver Cleaver type days. And one of them is the fact that my grandson has a whole bunch of these little toy soldier type things, but they're Captain Marvel, Captain America.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
little figures, little rubberized figures. And I'm so glad that kids still play. And he, you know, they fight each other, good guy, the bad guy, Batman and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's got my wife actually had to buy him a little suitcase to put them all in. He calls them his guys.
His guys?
He says, get my guys, he says. We forgot to get my guys. So let's put the guys in the car. It's just refreshing to see that not everything has batteries and LED and is electronic. And I'm all for that stuff. I love it. He's great on an iPad. But kids, boys and girls still play with dolls, and boys still play with little soldiers and action figures.
I know a little girl that plays with those.
The action figures?
Yeah, the action figures that are the superheroes. She loves all the superheroes, Superman and Batman.
Yeah, I think it's great. Nothing wrong with that. To Channel 2, maybe it's time to get rid of that Elliot Davis. What do you say? Lose this guy.
He's a pain in the butt.
I watched him last night, and you know what? When it's slow and he doesn't have anything to do, he goes after some tax collector who gets a company car. And so Elliot Davis is trying to get the guy on camera to give up his company car.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I got a way for Channel 2 to save money. Give up Elliot Davis. How about that? You'll save some money there.
And then when they say, and then when the people that he's confronting, and they say, yeah, you're right. We'll look into that.
He won't let it go.
And then he just keeps going. He
wants
keeps
a fight.
Them.
This guy could not have handled it better. He says, Elliot, It's part of the package. I get a salary. That's the job. Mm-hmm. It goes with the job. Go away. And the guy, I thought, handled it great, because I would have said, get out of my office, you moron, and stop trying to make something out of nothing. And while you're at it, give Chris Negus another job. He's the guy on Channel 4, because every station thinks they have to have what the other station has.
Yes.
So somebody goes, hey, they got a guy, they got an SH disturber. We need one, too. So let's send little Chris Negus out there. He'll get it done.
And he looks so out of place doing that.
Well, it's overdone.
Yeah. Oh, it's
very, over. It's just so
very dramatic.
Overdone. Now, Josh, do you know, this is like a bonus joke, do you know... You know the penis Van Lesbian story, don't you?
No.
Oh, I have to tell you. It's like a bonus joke. There's an actor years ago trying to make it in TV, and he just couldn't get work. And finally his agent said, it's your name, Penis Van Lesbian. It's a horrible, horrible name. We have to change your name. Sure enough, they did, and the guy became very, you know him as Dick Van Dyke. You know, I know Josh thought that was funny. Listen to him.
I know.
He got like five of those.
Oh, yeah.
That means he thought it was hilarious.
It was really rolling.
What else have we got? Colonel, I keep saying I'll tell you the story, Colonel Sanders. I don't know the whole story, but I'm hanging on to some things about Colonel Sanders. Now, real quickly, maybe tomorrow we'll ask anybody to call who belongs to Ashley Madison. We use a fake name. We don't know who you are. Ashley Madison is a website you go on if you want to have an affair. This is not a joke. They have 64 million subscribers. Oh. 64 million people who've signed up and paid on Ashley Madison, man, to find somebody to have an affair with. Hackers have gotten into the Ashley Madison database, and they have the details on over 37 million cheating spouses.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, it gets great, because they have threatened to release sexual fantasies of these clients, nude photos that they've submitted, unless Ashley Madison shuts down. This is
wow.
Very interesting. And the lesson here is this. Don't go on a website if you want to cheat. Are you nuts? Are you crazy? You don't think that almost anything you do online at some point somebody can access?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many people's lives will be destroyed? And I didn't know that, but I guess once you're on, you can shoot to your fair potential partner nude photos or fantasies, and that's all in there, and they got access to half the membership. 32 million, that's half the 64 million membership base. This could end up being a really interesting story. And tonight is the premiere of the, it's Knock Knock, it's called, Fox's Knock Knock. With
Who is this?
It's the name of a show with Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. It's either going to be a great show or a complete flop, and I can't tell which, but here's what bothers me about it. I see that included in here is Ross Martin. Ross Matthews. Ross the intern.
Oh, that guy.
He is
irritating. Now I can't watch the show.
He is so irritating.
Let me name you four people that if I know they're on a show, I just can't even watch it, and I won't watch it. Ross the intern, Mo Rocca, Whoopi Goldberg, and Joy Behar.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it if they're on there. I can't stand the sight of it.
Is he Leno's guy?
He was Leno's guy. Ross the intern. He's part of this knock. Yeah, he's part of this knock knock thing.
Nothing. He just is so irritating and so over the top.
Yeah. Way over the top. Ladies, get in here, please. Now. Thank you.
Ooh, that's nice.
Been a long time since I told this joke. I absolutely love this joke. And I hope you do, too, and you haven't heard it for a while. Old, old couple in a doctor's office because it's time for the husband's annual checkup and physical. He's old, like 94. So they're sitting in the doctor's office, and the doctor says to the couple, well, he says, things... for your age, 92, 94, he's 94, make him 94. For your age of 94, look very, very, very good. And he turns to his wife and goes, what did he say? What did he say? She says, he says that everything seems to look pretty good for your age. And the doctor says, I want you to continue to try to exercise, back off on the salt a little bit.
What?
He says, try to exercise and back off on the salt. And the doctor says, now, we need one other thing before we can complete and do all the tests we need to do. We're going to need a sperm sample, a stool sample, and a urine sample.
What did he say?
She said, he says you got to leave your underwear.
All right, let's see how the traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, on Highway 40 downtown, you've got eastbound 40 that's slowing Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 40 from Grand out through Clayton Skinker, a little bit slow from 270 out through Mason, and then we're slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 is jamming now, McDonald through New Florissant. That's causing 170 to be pretty solid now from Highway 270 up through 70. We have eastbound 70, some slow pockets from Highway 270 in through Cypress. Another slowdown as you make your way from 170 through about Jennings Station Road. Southbound 170, we're slowing from Ladue through Highway 40. Southbound 270 just off the pace now between Olive down through Ladue. Westbound 44, that's jammed up from about Soccer Park out through Bowles, and eastbound 44 from approaching Bowles to the Merrimack River Bridge. Northbound 55, you're just heavy in that right lane from Park to the Poplar. And this report brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. How about grilling something really good for dinner, like the exceptional flavor and nutrition of Wild Alaska Sockeye Salmon? Find recipes at wildalaskaseafood.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'll be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware in Webster Groves.
Isn't our store in Ladue?
Well, yes, but I bought Mac Hardware in Webster Groves.
When did this happen?
Well, Bob and Jim McGarriel called me in February to say they were ready to retire and ask if I was interested in buying Mac Hardware.
Sweet! Do we have grills in Webster?
Yes, we have Weber grills and Smokin' Brothers smokers.
What about screen repair?
Of course.
Valspar paint?
We have Valspar paint and Cabot deck stains.
Fun and friendly service from a knowledgeable staff?
It wouldn't be Schnars without it.
Well, I'm excited.
This means we have to change our tagline.
Will we actually have popcorn? Because it's a key element of the tagline.
I have ordered the popcorn machine, so it'll be there. Ready?
Yes.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Now with two locations. Wow, it's weird saying that.
Really? Let me try. Now with two locations, yes, that is different, but exciting, eh? So stop by and see us at 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue, or call us at 314-993-0910.
Or 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves, 314-961-4522.
Hey, Cardinal fans. A busy weekend at Busch Stadium is coming up. Friday, July 31st, Saturday, August 1st, and Sunday, August 2nd. The Colorado Rockies will be in town. And it all starts with the Lou Brock bobblehead on Friday, July 31st. Saturday, it's the Build-A-Bear Workshop Day. August 1st is also Photo Day. Sunday, August 2nd, it's the Kids Replica Alternate Jersey, presented by Powerade and Shop and Save. The Cards and Rockies coming up. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
105 for Lou Brock!
He was one of the greatest base stealers in the history of the game. He amassed over 3,000 hits.
3,000 for Lou Brock!
Voted to Major League Baseball's All-Century Team. Fans, Friday, July 31st, it's the Lou Brock Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Lindenwood University. July 31st, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, will take home their very own Lou Brock Bobblehead. July 31st, the Cards, the Rockies, and a Lou Brock Bobblehead. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
Ugh, I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce, and that's all.
I wish I could get sick more often, especially during flu season.
No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything.
Why do I have so much energy? Why?
Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today to get started on your path to the healthiest version of you. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
Looking to do some home improvement? Well, Jamie Roberts of Siding Express, a James Hardy preferred remodeler, said their low price fixed bid guarantee on James Hardy siding, it should get your attention. Jamie is so confident he'll provide the lowest price without surprise charges. He'll give you a $100 gift card if he can't beat a James Hardy preferred remodeler bid. So before you hire a contractor, get three bids and make Siding Express one of them. Call 636-578-0033 or visit SidingExpress.com.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez. You see miracles all the time at our children's hospital. The first smile after surgery. A girl walking when they said she wouldn't. Parents getting good news. But miracles never come easy. That's why, as great as children's hospitals are, they need our support to keep miracles happening.
Please support St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center.
Put your money where the miracles are.
Meet me at the Muni, the Muni in Forest Park.
Be careful what you wish for. The mystical musical adventure Into the Woods, live at the Muni, July 21st through the 27th, presented by BMO Harris Bank. Join beloved characters including Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, and more on an enchanting journey into the woods. Tickets available now at Muni.org, 314-534-1111, or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you're gonna let me get sober.
That's the music that means it's time for Mr. Mike Evans. Coming to us all the way from Southern California. Where it's always, well, not always, but this time of year, it's pretty hot. If he wants a break from that, he'd come in this studio. We got meat hanging in here. That's how cold it is. Mike is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other. They're both in Chesterfield Valley.
Valley so low.
No. Stop the music. The way it works is I'll say they're both in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley. And down in the valley is in the queue.
Oh.
So let me just try to edit that out.
Okay.
Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are right next to each other in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley. Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Thank you.
I can take that music out.
In fact, I actually messed it up. I'm not supposed to sing down. You say down the valley, then when I say valley so, we'll get it. By the last day that I'm here, Thursday, you'll have this down perfectly.
Yep.
Now, Mike Evans right now is going, they're ruining my report. That's what he's saying.
Oh, exactly.
So we'll cease ruining his report. And just tell you that courtesy of Annie Guns and the Smokehouse, here is Mike Evans.
I didn't have to bring it up. You knew it.
Oh, I knew. I could feel it. I could feel we were ruining it. How you doing?
Fine.
What's going on?
Paco is questioning the name of the hottie who has a lion tattooed on her back.
Mm.
Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Nicole Richie.
No, I'm not. Is she hot?
Is she?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, take his word for it.
TV review tonight on Fox, Ryan Seacrest's new show called Knock Knock Live. And since some of the show is live, we haven't seen a full episode. But what we have seen actually has looked pretty good. This reminds me a lot of morning radio shows where they send their stunt guy outside the studio to prank listeners.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Except the listeners are TV viewers and the stunt guys are celebrities like Kelly Pickler, David Beckham, and Lea Michele.
All right, here's my idea. If you want to win, you need to be ready to go to the door nude. And if you're nude when you open the door, it's women only, you win a big prize called Knock Knock, Who's Bear? That's my idea. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now I ruined his report.
No, that wasn't too bad, actually. Give it a chance. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Okay.
Odds and Ends, the History Channel is interested in making a TV movie about those two escaped convicts from the New York prison. I say, no need. I mean, maybe it might be kind of interesting, you know, what happened before they escaped with that woman in the prison and her husband, and maybe it plays out, but I don't know.
A better movie is this El Chapo thing.
Yeah,
there's your movie.
Of course, we know what happens to these two convicts. Chapo, who knows where he is.
Right.
He could be sitting over at Aussie's having a drink.
He could be on the Martin Kilcoin show. Nobody'd know where he was.
Exactly. Yeah. What we did there? Turning heads while going into Santa Monica, gorgeous Lindsay Vonn. Who you remember, Lindsay? She was living with Tiger Woods, even babysitting his kids when Tiger was going out on her.
That's what I understand.
Nice guy. This Blake Shelton divorcing Miranda Lambert. The word is that she's been going out on him for a long time.
Wow, I'd have thought it'd be the other way around.
Nope. Caitlyn Jenner is talking about starting her own brand of beauty products.
I hope so.
Excuse me, she's only been a woman for 48 days.
I want my wife to buy them. I want my wife to look and smell just like Caitlyn Jenner.
There you go. I don't know what makes her think she really has insight on what women products or beauty products they need, but sounds like a money grab.
This will be the first on the market, women's scrotum powder.
Yes.
I like that.
Thank you.
Maybe powder puff for your boys.
Kind of the same thing. Kind of the same thing.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
Trainwreck, the movie.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Did a pretty good box office. Did you know that Amy Schumer was busted for grand larceny, shoplifting, and other charges, was looking at hard prison time, but her cousin, New York Senator Charles Schumer, pulled strings and Amy walked.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't sound like the way politics normally works.
How long ago was this?
3 years ago. Date in history, July 21st, 1983, the coldest day on the planet, happened in Vostok, Antarctica, 128.6 degrees below zero.
That's low, buddy.
Today is 105 degrees above zero in Palm Springs.
128 below.
That's got to be cold.
You can't even imagine that cold.
Two expired funny men were born on this day, and I like them so much, I'd like to bring them both up a little tip of the hat.
Okay.
They're gone, but not forgotten. Born on this day, 1951, Robin Williams.
Wow.
Born on this day, 1924. Nibbit.
Andy Griffith.
Who's Matt? Good old Barney Fife.
Yeah, I knew who it was.
Anyway.
No.
And finally.
One of the true great TV characters ever, Barney Fife.
Oh, yes.
What a great character.
Name the name of the hottie who has a lion tattooed on her back, Selma Hayek, Angelina Jolie, Christina Ricci, or Nicole Richie.
Wow. I guess I'll just go with Angelina.
I'll go Nicole Richie.
I don't really know anything about Nicole Richie or Christina Ricci, so I'll go with the one that I do know and think is smoking hot, is Selma Hayek.
The answer is Christina Ricci. Mike Evans, see ya.
Who got it?
Josh.
Josh, you get it?
No.
Oh, nobody. I guess none of us got it.
We're all losers.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Gift cards. Gift cards. Always a great idea, and wow, do they sell gift cards. And here's why it's a good idea. Nobody that you give a gift card to from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse is not going to be thrilled to death. It's one of those win-win, you can't lose if you give it situations. So remember the gift card idea from Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Here's another thing to remember, that if every month you are paying and making minimum payments on your credit card debt and you're a homeowner, what is the matter with you? You don't have to do that. Homeowners have a terrific edge that other people don't have when it comes to borrowing money at a low interest rate. That's the fact they have equity in their homes. So if you find yourself making those, you know, here comes the credit card bill, MasterCard, Visa, Discover, whatever. Oh, my goodness, it's $2,860. Let's just pay the minimum. And you're doing that every month. Knock it off. American Equity Mortgage will show you how to do that and explain to you not only how easy it is, but why it is a very good idea. There's no financial person in the world who won't tell you that is a smart thing to do. A dumb thing to do is keep making minimum payments. They're designed to keep you in debt for many, many, many years. And if you want to become a homeowner, you know the words. You know the name, American Equity Mortgage. They'll help you with that, too. They've been around now. They're in their 24th year, headquartered in St. Louis, and been with us that entire time. Been with us over 23 years, American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com, or you know the number, 314-878-9999.
Meep, meep.
Let's get our final check on traffic with Tim Wild.
Well, we've got a report of an accident now on southbound 270 south of Manchester. Report of a car that spun out and was blocking the left lane. Traffic, I don't see really being affected by that right now. Southbound 270 really looks pretty good. On eastbound 40, just a little bit slow, 141 through Mason, but you're really stacking up now between Clayton Warson to Big Bend. Southbound 170, you're slow Forest Park Parkway down through 40. You've got a slowdown on eastbound 70 now between Lindbergh and, let's see, it looks like Cypress, and then things open up after that. Eastbound 270 is still jamming up east of McDonald through New Florissant. That's causing northbound 170 still to be jammed up from about Scudder up through Highway 270. Downtown, eastbound 40, it's just heavy now from east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and westbound 44 jamming up from Soccer Park out through Bowles. And this traffic report brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs, King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwiches back. It's steaming hot, 12-hour pit smoke, pulled pork topped with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw. It's piled high on toasted King's Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Limited time only. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Belk Park Golf Course in Wood River, Illinois continues to be the best maintained public course in the area. They have beautiful Zoysia fairways and new Easy Go golf carts. Rates are just $29 weekdays and $39 on weekends. Twilight golf is just $18 after 3 p.m., 7 days a week. After 12 noon, the rate is just $25 weekdays and $30 on weekends. Check out their new driving range and practice green. It's all at Belk Park Golf Course in Wood River.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Play hard, win hard during the Toys of Summer giveaway. Win free slot play, a new Jeep or cash, Fridays in June and July at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
KTRS St. Louis.
All right, only two more days for Josh filling in. Good job so far. A very good job, in fact. Folks, we'll be here again tomorrow. Join us, please. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, all new on Fox 2 News at 6.
We could be days away from some major competition for taxis in the St. Louis area. We'll tell you the steps being taken by Uber to recruit drivers.
Certainly doesn't feel like the middle of July across St. Louis. Very comfortable temperatures and humidity levels. I'll let you know when the next surge of heat is going to arrive.
A disgruntled restaurant goer vows she'll never go to this restaurant again. We'll show you why she's here today, coming up.
Coverage you can count on starts right now.
First on Fox, full speed ahead for Uber.
After plenty of debate, the ride-sharing service is moving forward in St. Louis. All new at 6, Fox News' George Sells is...